Good afternoon and hello and welcome to the Ramble Room. I'm back. Joseph is back.
Yay.
Ken and Diane never left. Thank you for not leaving.
I'm hungry. I'm really hungry.
Taking time out for meals, of course. Today we're talking about a topic that everyone's tired of hearing about. Sex scandals. I thought everyone was going to go, yay.
It would be totally different if you just said scandalous sex.
Well, that's not this show. But visit our website at crosscreekmedia.com for more potential on this topic. All right. So anyway, it seems there is not one amongst us who hasn't seen firsthand, secondhand, or even 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon hand what sex scandals can do to a family, a career, a campaign, a church. But why, one may ask, is it so painfully common? Is this a new trend? Not remotely. Did you hear that? That's a Princess Bride thing.
I got that.
Long before hashtag Me Too, we had the Romans, Mongols, and the Vikings, just to name some of the most notorious rapers and pillagers. Ancient Greece was heavy with political scandals.
Clinton.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
I went back to ancient.
He's not that ancient.
Ancient Greece was heavy with political scandals involving young boys. The Middle Ages and the golden years of the Holy Roman Catholic Church were muddled with smut. Sorry,
and
Catholics.
Nothing has changed.
Careful. Now, in this internet age or so-called information age, every week there is another celebrity, politician, pastor, or nicest guy ever caught in some scandal. The word scandal itself has been used so much in the news that it has all but lost its potency. Some of the NFL players, rappers, actors, comedians, and music artists we see being accused are no surprise at all. E.g. R. Kelly, Andy Dick, Louis C.K., Gene Simmons. Anybody surprised?
No,
not remotely. People in the mass media industry, entertainment industry rather, are surrounded by women willing at every turn, and it's no surprise when, behind closed doors, a superstar can turn criminal, either by misunderstanding or willful assault. Then there are the ones most wouldn't expect to see on a list of tarnished celebs, like Morgan Freeman, Tom Brokaw, Geraldo Rivera. He probably doesn't go
on
the list. George H.W. Bush, George Takei, Sylvester Stallone, Bill Cosby, Josh Duggar, and Ted Haggard. But when you've experienced this personally, nothing surprises you. No one seems above suspicion.
Did Steven Seagal make the list?
Bad things happen.
And bad things always happen when Steven Seagal shows up.
It's no surprise when anyone in mass entertainment falls into abhorrent behavior. But how do church leaders become predators? Is the burden of being above reproach and having a flock, large or small, trust you so implicitly, so heavy, that pride seeps in and the fall inevitably follows? How do politicians who are supposed to be public servants and representatives of the people become so seemingly untouchable that their victims don't speak up until decades later? So why is this issue so prevalent? Is it A, the erosion of modern society?
Yes.
B, absolute power corrupting absolutely.
Yes.
C, a political tactic to discredit opponents or dissenters from the establishment. Or D, all of the above.
You cannot all be right.
You are also right.
We'll have a little bit of discussion, but first I have some very, some people say pointed, some people say poignant. What is a pointed question? I'm going to point at you and ask you a question, okay?
Pointed question would be very direct.
Sharp.
And pointing at you. Yeah. Ken, as a Christian, experienced church leader, and public figure, what are your thoughts on Mike Pence's avoidance of being alone with a woman who isn't his wife?
He's wise. This has been my policy all along.
But why?
Let's say, for example, you're alone with some sweet young thing, and she decides it would be fun to, and he decides it would be fun to. And then after the tuh, something goes wrong and they're upset with each other. Is it possible that she could go out and change the story, change the circumstances just slightly? I wonder how many very wealthy, for example, professional athletes, maybe a rock star band member, I wonder how many of them have ever been approached by, I'll change my story if I don't get this.
Well, and that Mike Pence received a lot of criticism for that as being this backwards, old-fashioned whatever. But to me, it was really wise, because it's not just him going, I feel like if I'm going to be alone with a woman, it's kind of inevitable that something's going to happen. I'm trying to be faithful to my wife. It's also to protect his reputation.
The CYA.
In this day and age, you don't even have to have the
No.
Like, right. You literally, women will say things, or men will say things, for that matter, that happened that did not happen.
But you have to believe the woman. That's the difference
right.
there.
Yeah. If you're never alone with this person, if everybody knows that you are not the kind of person to hang out with women on their own, then you might save yourself a little bit of grief.
Well, one of our agreements from over 40 years ago was that neither one of us would ever be alone in a vehicle with a person of the opposite sex, because that is one place where not only does stuff happen, but you can be away from other people being able to see you, and it would be easy to make up a story whether anything happened or not. But that's just one of those things where I won't get in a car with a man and go somewhere because there's no proof of what happened from between here and there.
Well, I just think it's interesting that he receives so much criticism for that when all of these other guys, and we don't know, a lot of those names that I just listed off, we don't know what happened. There are right. a lot of those people, like Morgan Freeman, that obviously wasn't a big thing that stood out. But then there's Bill Cosby, who's in prison. We don't know exactly what happened. But these names are being tarnished by the doubt, the seed of doubt.
And it's really sad, because that sort of an attitude used to be called being above reproach.
Right.
And now it's called being old-fashioned and
holier than thou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a prude.
What's wrong with that?
So, Diane.
Yes.
As a woman, do you feel like you are being repressed by the patriarchy or toxic masculinity, and that you are in constant danger from rape culture?
Ken is the prime example.
The question was directed
at toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity. Well, I have to poke a little fun at Ken.
This isn't any fun without making fun of you, Ken.
And if I say no, I mean, I'm going to say no, of course. I don't feel repressed, but that's because I don't consider masculinity toxic.
Sexy.
There's Joe's opinion for the day. Dude, your mom's hot.
What do you want?
Let's go for a drive.
So no.
But see, if you answer no, mm-hmm. you are viewed as one of those repressed Christian conservative women who has to say that because there will be consequences from your patriarchal husband if you don't acknowledge the fact that you have fears and concerns as a fragile woman.
Right. So there was no right answer to that question.
No. What really doesn't make sense about that, though, is that men and women are equal. Then why should we, as Christian women who have put ourselves in submission to a husband, well, not me, but you, why would those people feel like there's any threat if we are equal to a man? So the thoughts of the left don't make any sense.
We already know that, though. There's no show in
right.
it.
I think it's worth describing what we mean by submission. Submission does not mean doormat.
No.
Submission means that we each have our role, and it's like pieces in a jigsaw puzzle that fit together to accomplish a whole. That's submission. It just means to arrange in some sort of an order, literally.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's how we see things. She has her role, I have my role, and we expect the other to maintain their share of the load.
Because it doesn't make any sense for us both to do all the things. We can be accomplishing more by dividing and conquering in certain areas, but I have been criticized for waiting on him.
Well, and I think it's
not
kind
by
of
me.
No. Of course not.
I think it's kind of funny, but guys in my age group and younger, but mostly in my age group, they think some of the older generation, they grew up and everybody had their place and they took it that way and women didn't feel oppressed and men felt like they were accomplishing something. But my generation, for some weird reason, took that your place is in the kitchen and magnified it. I know so many guys my age that go, you're not allowed to watch TV. You're only supposed to do the dishes, and you're supposed to wait on me hand and foot and this, that, and the other. These aren't Christian households, I'll tell you.
That's not proper submission.
Those women have a complaint. I'm totally against that. But as far as the Christian submission, my grandmother submitted to my grandfather, even though she could have kicked his butt.
And it was it was a very healthy relationship. Everything fell into its proper order because there was that submission. Now, men also, it's not just your job to go to work and provide for your family. Your job is also to provide a lifting up. If your wife is struggling, whenever you get home and the dishes aren't done and the laundry's not done and this and that and the other thing isn't done, your job is to step in and lift her up and help her with those things. Your wife does not belong in the kitchen all the time.
Well, your job is to clock in and pull your second shift because she hasn't clocked out in 8 years.
And in the Christian community, everybody looks at this as your wife is submitting, but the men have a responsibility that is far beyond just telling their wife what to do.
In the Christian view of submission, the man is also in submission to Christ.
Right.
And part of his reaction to his wife is to treat her and love her like Christ loved the church, to the point of giving up his life for her. It doesn't mean coming home and blowing your stack because there are some dirty dishes on the counter or those sorts of things. That's not what biblical submission is about.
No, and you kind of answered your own question as far as why is this happening. You said the word order, and submission is to order yourself under someone. And I think it's the under that people don't like, but it's the, in a larger picture, it's the order. I don't want there to be order because that makes me be somewhere and I feel oppressed because I have to stay inside this thing where God put me and I don't think I should have to be told what to do.
And in a biblical sense, the men are responsible for how their household is ran. And so therefore they have all of this responsibility that falls on their shoulders. Right. If your house is not running right, let's say your children are running around like crazy, eating their boogers and slapping people around.
Then you're just a parent of young children.
That does not fall on, well, she's a bad mother. You are the head of your household. That falls on the man. If you're not stepping in and going, that ain't going to happen, buddy. You ain't going to disrespect your mother, and you're not going to disrespect anybody else. That falls on the man.
So if we tie those wonderful points back to the original topic of sex scandals, what does that have to do with anything, you might wonder? Why did we get off on this topic? Because we, with our Christian worldview, see an order to things. And when you come out of that order into disorder and chaos, bad things happen. Like Steven Seagal coming
Steven Seagal come run a tank through your house.
Bad things happen, like legitimate toxic masculinity. So there are these men who are not held responsible for a family. They're out being rock stars or basketball players or whatever else. And they're not submitted to Christ or anything else. And so they just kind of do what they want. And then you have these women who are putting themselves in terrible situations because they are not under the protection of a father or a husband. And bad things happen. So what is all of that Mike Pence's and Ken and Diane's background and worldview have to do with sex scandals? The reason these things are happening is because people are not in check. And there is kind of this balance. To me, the straight and narrow doesn't mean there's only one way. It just means there's a ditch on both sides of the road. And there's a balance that we have to maintain in life. And if you go too far one way, you have men that rape and pillage and do bad things. And then you have the men on the other end of the spectrum who are wearing their sister's pants because they don't have any masculinity left.
Sitting in their mommy's basement playing video games.
And when women actually do get assaulted, it's a terrible, terrible thing. But rather than women standing up and going, we're not going to put up with it anymore, so we're just going to throw off this yoke of oppression, what should really happen is the other men, the real men, should take that guy out and do something really bad to him. And maybe this wouldn't keep happening. But instead, what we're seeing is like this cabal of, yeah, we could all get away from this and we could all with this and we could all work together and just do what we want.
Men aren't allowed to do that anymore. Like, we're not allowed to protect women because that falls under
assault.
a competitiveness.
Right.
Which is toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. So no matter which way a man goes in today's age, he is wrong.
Right.
You cannot find something to do that is not toxic masculinity unless you mutilate your genitals.
If a man speaks in the forest, is he still wrong?
More than likely.
Because all those girls are going, no, dude. Yeah. So, Joseph, I obviously know your story, but here's the question for you. As a young man, young-ish, What has your experience been with the behavior of women in our society? And how does that contribute to the idea of the hashtags mentioned above?
I'm just going to say, and this probably isn't a very popular view, but before I was kind of a young man and was a young man, women, older women, younger women, it was, if women think they get sexually harassed. I have never sexually harassed a woman the way that a woman has sexually harassed me. I've been pinned in a corner by my boss.
Women come up and grab your
junk. I've had women message me nude pictures of themselves, unwarranted. I did not want this to happen. And to me, I think that it's all a little silly with the hashtag MeToo movement that women will do that. And I'm just one man, and this has happened to me many times by many different women. I've shared messages with you and said, look what this person just sent me. So this hashtag MeToo movement, it's kind of a strange phenomenon because I see the way that women act. I've been sexually harassed by women. I've had a woman in a massage parlor grab me, and I stood up and went, no, what are we doing here? Like, women are literally throwing themselves out there, and then they realize it's a mistake because, and I'm, I'm just terrible. And then they go, well, this guy does this kind of stuff. And that's never really happened to me before where somebody accused me of rape or anything like that. But I have been accused of sexual harassment by a girl after she had already hit on me once or twice. Yeah. And it's like, I don't understand where the line is drawn. What it is to me is a huge, confusing subject where a woman is allowed to be a certain way, but if a man is the same way, it is wrong.
Or if you object to her being that way, right, you cannot be sexually harassed.
Right.
Right.
I see females, at least I think they're females, unless you look for an Adam's apple, it's hard to tell. And I see females out there with,
it's called an Eve apple,
low-cut cleavage showing, and a sparkly necklace or something dangling down there. I also see women with jeans with glitter all over their butt.
This and is juicy.
Sparkly, yeah, drawn attention to that. And God forbid you should look at it because they're going to look back at you and say, I'm up here.
Right.
Well, then why are you putting sparklies down there? These mixed messages that you're talking about, people need to think about how they present themselves and what message are you sending? What are you selling?
I was just listening to a Paul Washer clip on YouTube the other day. He's a very, very Christian preacher. And he was saying that his wife used to tell him, if the clothes that you're wearing are meant to draw attention to your face, that is modest. If the clothes that you are wearing are made to draw attention to your body, that is sensual. And whether young girls realize it or not, that provokes a response. But what those young girls are being taught is you can use this to control the opposite sex, whatever that means anymore. But you have to put boundaries up with the ones that you didn't want that attention from. And you can put yourselves in these bad situations, but when something happens, then we'll believe you whatever you say. And it's mixed messages for the girls, too. It's mixed messages for the boys going, I don't know what to look at or where to put my eyes or anything.
When did slutty become cute? I so often have been around and seen somebody coming out dressed in something that is, in my view, not at all appropriate.
Right.
And heard other people around her say, oh, that's so cute.
Right.
It's not
including
cute.
Their moms, yes, when they're little girls.
I just went and bought my daughter some shorts, and I bought them specifically to put under skirts so that she has something under there. But she tried them on and said, Mom, why are they so short? And I specifically had to tell my 8-year-old daughter because that's how they're making things now, to draw attention to parts of you that nobody needs to be focusing on. But parents just kind of take that and go, well, they're in style and they look so cute or whatever. Like Ken was saying, wait a second, what are we drawing attention to? And what situations are we putting our daughters in? And why are we surprised when it doesn't go well? Now, that's not like there's this whole thing about slut shaming. Well, you were just asking for it because of the way that you were dressed.
Right, which is wrong.
Yes.
That's
because
wrong.
Men should still be controlled enough not to take advantage of females and not to actually assault them. But at the same time, the women have to take a certain amount of responsibility and say, if I'm plastering myself with basically road signs that say, look here, look here, look here, and then, hey, eyes up here, buddy.
Got the airport
or putting
lights.
Myself in a situation where I am alone with a guy, or putting myself in a situation where I'm at a party with a bunch of guys and then my friends leave or whatever, and then something happens, how can I be surprised? And this is coming from someone who has had experiences like that. I've known other people who've had experiences like that. There is a difference between actual sexual assault, where some guy breaks into your house and horribly rapes you and then leaves, or leaves you for half dead or whatever. There's a difference between that and girls who made dumb decisions and paid consequences for it. That's what bothers me so much about the Me Too movement and some of these guys on the list. If you look up actors or just celebrities in general of people who have been accused of things, it goes on and on and on and on. And we can't ever know exactly what happened. It's really not surprising in most of these fields, but that's partly because of the way that women act. And you can say that I'm slut-shaming if you want to, but maybe if we want all of this Me Too stuff to stop, men should learn some control and women should learn some self-respect and some boundaries.
There's not much more to say about that. That's pretty much what it is. Men need to tell their father or their sons, this is how you treat a lady. And they also need to tell girls, this is what men are capable of, and you should probably have a little respect for your body.
A lot of women, especially young girls, have no idea how the mind of a 16, 17, 25, 30-year-old male works, and it would shock them if they could fathom.
They kind of do intuitively, but not... Some of those little girls know what they're doing.
But they don't understand the consequences. Yeah,
they don't understand the pressure.
No.
As a male who has been through that, I also understand what a struggle it is to keep things in control. And the biggest thing that I would advise to any young person, male or female, or whatever you want to call yourself, guard yourself by not putting yourself in positions or places of danger. Back to Mike Pence. He did not want an opportunity there for trouble. I don't advise people to go to a bunch of loud, drunken parties. What good is going to come of that? The list goes on and on and on, and by the time you get to the end, everybody looks at you, well, you're just a square prude. Maybe. I can deal with it.
But I've never been accused of anything, and my wife has never been raped, so, you know, trade-offs.
I mean, if you want to narrow it down to basics, you can, and you want to look at how a male and female mind work, you can look at all male schools and all female schools, and boys that are in all male schools get better grades. They
can focus.
They do much better because a man's brain, and it's not an excuse for rape by any means. A rapist should be drawn and quartered, or maybe even worse. Let's think of a punishment.
Yeah. Raped.
Yeah.
And they do get raped in prison, but here we go. But that gives you an idea of just how often even young men, like 10 to 18 years old, how distracted they are by the female form. That's all that they think about. I know for a fact, I was 30 years old before that became a secondhand thought. I woke up in the morning, ladies. That's all I thought
about.
And
now you wake up in the morning and go, I gotta water the grass.
Well, if my back...
I'm a crayon.
Periwinkle.
That's exactly the way it is now. Oh, I need to water the grass. But at 30...
Is that what we're calling it now?
7 years ago, that wasn't the case. It was... Women, 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 women. That's all I thought about. And so you take these young boys and you give them an opportunity. They're going to take it. That's it. They're going to take it.
But women, you have to stop expecting anything different. Because what makes me really sad about this whole topic is that there's this uprising from the feminists who say that we have to tear down everything that is masculine, like the protection of the patriarchy, and throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, I can take care of myself, da 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 da. That's another flaw of the left. How can you take care of yourself if you're not allowed to carry a gun in your purse? The reasoning is not there.
You don't need one. Just fire a shotgun in the air.
I'll just get my whistle and blow it. Anyway, the point is there. We see this all the time. And it, back to the questions, is it A, B, or C? It's all of the above. There is an erosion in our modern society, which is not really new. We say modern society, but it's not.
We're
a new
more
concept.
Blatant about it than, yes. than before.
It is absolute power corrupting, absolutely. That's what you see in preachers who get this mega church going, and then all of a sudden, oh, he was doing all these naughty things online or in person or whatever. Yeah, because he thought he was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. That's why politicians are constantly getting in trouble. And also, point C, a political tactic to discredit opponents or dissenters from the establishment. There are so many celebrities and politicians who have been discredited through these allegations because they were out of line from the establishment. So all of these things are factoring in. And if we could just go back to the basics, man is man. That's not going to change. Woman is woman. That's not going to change. Let's just accept that and respect each other and not ride around in cars together.